25 to 38 degrees around Mackay with Sundays today. Hopefully a couple of storms later in the afternoons this week to cool things down. We're sitting at 23 degrees at Padgett.
We were just talking about the Bill Busters. You can register online at triplem.com.au. Become a club member. I'm going to have to do the same myself.
Don't actually think you're allowed to win.
Wow, that's a bit of a shame because I think I might need a new computer. I had the blue screen of death. You know that big blue screen when something's wrong with the computer and it doesn't want to play ball? Yeah. That happened to me Friday night, and I'm here thinking, oh, no.
Do you do your updates? Because I know with I've got an Apple computer.
Yeah.
You have to do, like, I think it's every second day something pops up on the screen saying, update your information now, press OK, install. Like,
yeah.
Drives me insane.
You get to a point where you just say, nah, I'll risk it. Just go with
it. You live life on the edge. Oh. You know how it drops down and says, remind me later?
Yeah.
Every day. Remind me later. Remind me tomorrow.
And unfortunately, that's what happens. You get that big blue screen, you go, and you start tearing what's left of your hair out.
What were you doing at the time when it popped up on the screen?
I was actually doing a little bit of stuff for the Cutters, the Mackay Cutters, when it comes to game time, because they got another game on this weekend, a trial match on Friday night. So I thought, okay, I'll do a little bit of stuff and whiz bang, you know, so it's up on the video screen and on the big screen. All of a sudden, bam!
Blue screen of death.
Yes.
So what does it say on the screen, though?
Oh, it says a whole heap of jargon, which I didn't even bother reading.
Yeah.
Which you don't, you know, unless you're a tech nerd and, you know what's going on. You go, okay, fair enough, that's the problem, that's the error, I'll fix that, no worries. But
do you just hold down the button and close it down? You're supposed to. I know a lot of people, including here at work, they always say, the technicians always say,
yeah,
shut it down properly, go to the start window, select log off, turn off computer, shut down, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's too much clicking for me. I'll just hold the power button in for 5 seconds until it resets.
Well, after you get past the initial shock of losing all of your information, like the whole hard drive, that's what you do. And that's exactly what I did on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, and did that twice, third time, fourth time.
Still nothing.
I'm freaking out.
The laptop, man.
Yeah, I think I might be going there.
Is it a laptop or is it an actual computer?
It's actually a desktop computer.
Right.
You know, it's one of those.
It's not a commercial, by the way. Just wanting to know how you're going to fix that.
I don't know if I can.
Well, I can't borrow you $700 because I've spent that on Facebook advertising. So you're up that creek without a paddle with your computer.
Yeah. I'm more concerned about losing all the stuff that's on the hard drive, you know.
But that can be salvageable, can't it?
I hope so. I have no idea. Someone actually said to me on Facebook, you know what, write down the error and then Google it and see what the problem is. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try and fix it myself first.
With Google?
With Google.
You're going to need a new computer. If that's the case, you're going to need a new computer.
That's just dandy. That's exactly what I was after.
Hold down the power button. Just do that. It works every other time.
You know the worst thing about all this? On Saturday, I thought, okay, fair enough, I'll give it one more shot. I have not had an issue at all.
It's working now.
So it's working again.
Now what are we even talking about this for then?
Because it puts the fear of God into you.
No, it doesn't. It's just a blue screen of death.
What? It scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
It's up there with getting swooped by magpies. It freaks the hell out of me.
You need to get out more, obviously. You need to get out more.
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and back it up right now, and I'll bet you any money it'll come up with the blue screen of death today.
Just cancel. Hold the power button down. If it happens to you, folks, don't listen to what technicians say. Hold down the power button. Works every time. You're welcome.
It didn't work for me on Friday.
Over breaking 17 past 6. A Triple M voice. First 98.7 in the car, 92.3 in the Wind Sundays. We're off to news in a second. Huey is back on the air with us today. Ian Hewitson from the TV Chef. He's going to help us out with our canned food challenge for the week.
Yeah. Look, we've got to eat everything out from a can. And let's face it, there's only so much baked beans you can do straight out of the can, right? And just heat it up on toast.
Or spaghetti.
Oh, just as worse.
You like a spaghetti?
Nah, not that sort of spaghetti. Nah.
Part of a whoopie.
I wonder what he can come up with. If you gave him baked beans, what he could come up with.
What are the ingredients, though?
Oh, baked beans and tomato sauce. That's about it in the can, isn't it?
It's just the sauce I don't like in the canned baked beans. It just tastes tangy for some reason.
Right.
Like, it's got like a metallic-y taste. Obviously, I know it's in a bin in a can, but...
Yeah.
If you've got any cans, by the way, of surprise ingredients you want to drop off to us, you can do so. Victoria Street, 123 Victoria Street, Mackay. Because what we're going to do is the canned, the mystery can.
That's exactly right.
On Wednesday.
But please, just make it edible for humans.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want to have bird seed in a can or something like that.
Mm.
Or dog biscuits or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get dog biscuits in a can.
Can't you? Okay.
Yeah, dog food, like
dog food. Yeah,
but we want you to leave the label on it, and then our team behind the scenes here will take the labels off, and then we have to choose one can. We have to eat what is in that can. So if you've got some cans that you want to drop off for our mystery can challenge on Wednesday, you can do that. Level 3 Victoria Street in Mackay. 123 Victoria Street.
This sounded like a good idea to start
off
with.
You're the one that came up with it originally.
Yeah, I know. But
now he's reneging already.
I'm a little bit concerned about the mystery can challenge. I'm petrified of it.
Well, after the lamb's tongue thing last week, I don't think it's such a great idea either. while you're doing that, we're going to get off to news headlines. We'll check the traffic coming up in a moment here at Triple M. MJ and Dave for breakfast. Our top today, 35 degrees around the coastline. It's going to be a hell of a warm day today. Tops of 35 again for Tuesday and for Wednesday.
And we're joined in the studio by the guy that doesn't need any introduction, Nick Kelly from Nine News Mackay. How are you doing?
Yes, very well. You're too kind, Dave.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
I wasn't, no.
You were waiting
for the last few weeks.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a dig. Why aren't you reading the actual news? Like, you know, why can't you be on the news desk with Sam and John? Jono?
Oh, I don't have the looks, I suppose.
Yeah, you're right there.
I couldn't mix it with Sam.
There's the intro.
Mate, big weekend over the weekend in regards to local news. What's coming up on the bulletin tonight?
Yeah, well, rugby league's back. Yeah.
Yes.
First trial of the Cutters up in Townsville over the weekend.
Did really well.
Beat the Pride, beat Todd Carney.
That's right. He's back in the QRL now, isn't he?
That's right. Pride, yeah.
Why is he playing for the QRL? Is it because he was having so many issues with the NRL?
Yeah, he's. I think he's almost basically banned from playing in Australia all up, isn't he?
Is that what you try and pee in your own mouth?
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
I wasn't going to say it. But
it's a great party trick, but you don't want to have it on camera.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google it. There's plenty of images We've seen it before.
But there was a biting incident somewhere along there in the game. Is there anything in that?
Oh, we'll find out. It'll go to the judiciary, obviously. I haven't seen the footage yet because it was filmed by Townsville for us, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But, we'll see what comes of it.
Right, okay, fair enough.
That'll be on the bulletin tonight with Nine News. Because what else has been happening, mate?
Yeah, well, the Magpies Crusaders also were on the road over the weekend. They've lost again, unfortunately, but only 2-1 this time. So
that's good.
Yeah, and away too. So Hopefully once they get back in front of their home crowd, they might be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, that's on this weekend, isn't it? Same too with the Cutters. They've got a trial match here in town as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's against the Men of League All-Stars, this week. Yeah.
What time's that kick off?
That's Friday night. I think it's 6 o'clock.
I thought it was 7, but...
Oh, 7. It could be
we'll
7
see.
O'clock.
I'm going to trust the judgment of Nick Kelly from Nine News Mackay in this
Fair one. Enough. Now you're going to be embarrassed. Of all things to embarrass you, it's that.
Because he knows his stuff. You're like, what? Me? You know my stuff? What else is happening, mate? Or is that rap?
Yeah, well, the Mavericks also are on the road.
Yeah.
The Gridiron team, and they unfortunately lost two. But, 47-12 against Townsville.
Right.
But, you know. Once again, back in front of their home crowd, I think next week or the week after, we'll see how they go.
Yeah, right. They beat Townsville the first time, didn't they?
That's right, yeah. Mm. So it really seems like that home crowd might play a pretty big role. So get out there.
All right. And support Nine News Mackay, number 5 on the TV remote control at 6 o'clock tonight on Channel 9. Nick, thanks for joining us. Before I let you go, have you ever accidentally bought something online?
How do you accidentally buy something online?
I'm guessing that's a no.
A couple of ales were had on the weekend.
It was purchasing under the influence. It wasn't accidental.
Yeah.
Well, I was buying something for $70 and I put an extra zero in by accident, so it turned out to be $700. Have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't.
You're one of the few.
I was trying to find a segue there, but it's not going to work. Nick Kelly, thanks for joining us, mate. Thank you. Our top today, 35 degrees. We'll explain all after 7:30 this morning here at Triple M. Our Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast, 8 minutes past 8. Missed anything on the show already this morning. The catch-up is ready to go. TripleM.com.au.
For Lone Star Rib House, where kids eat free all day. Jay and Dave's last word.
Let's give it a go.
And you've got a repeat, Jay. Kim was in Andergrove wants to go against you again.
You really must give it a go. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how you going?
Great.
Now, last year you beat Jay, didn't you?
Yes.
I remember.
All right, well, you know all the rules. There's three categories. Mm-hmm. If you stuff up on one of the answers, either you repeat it or you take 3 seconds. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, Kim, good luck to you. You need it, girlfriend.
We'll start with Kim. The first category is different types of coffee.
Latte.
Cappuccino.
Macchiatino.
Short black.
Long black.
Damn you. Chai latte.
Espresso.
Iced coffee.
I'll accept that.
Piccolo, or whatever it is, that little one.
What?
I don't know what that one is.
It's the coffee that, it's a really short black.
No, not accepting that.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
It's a real coffee. You check it out. It's the coffee that comes out before the last little bit of water. It's just pure coffee that comes out.
She sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, no, we're not going to accept that. You didn't even know what it was.
He's ruthless. He's ruthless.
I can't say it.
Okay, right. Well, it's a point to Jay. The second category, we'll start with you, Jay. Oh, things God. You can buy in cans.
Oh, baked beans.
Cream rice.
Spaghetti.
Peas.
Lamb's tongue.
Beans.
Pick cheese.
Carrots.
Asparagus.
Beetroot.
Corn.
Peaches.
I'm out.
You had me a pick cheese.
Pick cheese. I'll try to say chickpeas fast. Try saying that 10 times backwards.
Right? Okay, so it comes down to this third and final category. We'll start with you, Kim. Mm-hmm. Sports that don't use a ball.
Oh, God. Horse riding.
Frisbee.
Water skiing.
Good one.
Table tennis. Oh, no.
Damn it. Oh, no. Jason, that means Kim, you get to get a Lone Star on us.
No. I was thinking about, like, basketballs and tennis balls, not ping pong bloody balls.
Table tennis. Good work, mate. You're on fire today, aren't you?
Come on.
Kim, congratulations. You got the voucher off to Lone Star where kids eat free.
Thank you so much.
No worries. And if you can confirm that coffee, what were we saying it was called again? Piccolo?
Piccolo or something like that.
Any baristas Google out there it. Can help us out. Call us now, 13 27 10. Stay there. Kim will grab some details from you.
I thought she was about to say Pinocchio Chino.
Baby Chino. That was the other one I was trying to think of.
That's ridiculous.
There's a puppuccino for dogs who drink coffee as well. It's true. Back tomorrow after 8 o'clock, it's Last Word. Huey from Ian Hewitson's Cooking Adventures, Dave, is going to help us out with our canned food challenge.
Right? I think we need the help too.
Creating a nice dish with canned food. We'll do it next here at Triple M. Same day for breakfast. This Wednesday is Valentine's Day. Thanks to Star Cut Flowers. We could be making another delivery to somebody you have registered for Sharing Love, Dave. Pretty easy to do it too, by the way.
Yeah, just send us a private message at Facebook, Triple M Mackay. Just tell us who you want to nominate and why, as well as their address during the day, like where they work and stuff.
Yeah, we want to surprise them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hence the reason, surprise them with a gift.
Yeah, otherwise, if they're expecting it, there's no fun in that.
It's no surprise. I certainly won't be sending the boss or bosses here at the radio station a gift for Valentine's Day.
Why is that? What happened?
Well, I'm going to blame them for the mishap that I had on the weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Why? Tell us all.
Well, I was given a carton of alcohol.
As
a, you know, hey, would you like a carton of alcohol? Sure. I'll have a carton of alcohol, no worries.
Yeah, yeah, of course you would. Your Christmas bonus, was it?
Yeah. It's only 5 years late, so here's a carton of alcohol. So I said, okay, no worries. And then I'm not a big fan of it, but...
Yeah, you'll drink it.
Yeah, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's a cheap drink.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, sure, had a couple of the drinks on the weekend and a couple... led into 3 or 4 for me, and that is quite a bit of...
That's your limit?
That's my limit.
Yeah.
That's Jay doesn't drink, and Jay should probably go to bed.
Yeah.
Jay didn't go to bed.
Oh, no.
Jay was online.
Yeah.
And when you're online and you've had a couple of drinks, you become a bit loose, don't you?
A bit.
A bit loose. You're like, oh.
You're loose
like
to start off with.
Oh, well, I might
put a couple of drinks in there, all of a sudden, well, it's a party.
I might buy this online. Right. Or I might buy that online.
Don't tell me you bought a brand new car.
No.
A house.
So, no. I'm just looking at stuff. I'm like, oh, I need some new clothes. I'll just buy some of those. Oh, I need this. I'll buy... Oh, you know what? I've got a Facebook page that needs some advertising. I might buy some advertising for my Facebook page, my private one.
Uh-oh. Right. How much?
So, Jamie doesn't know this yet. He's going to find out, and he's going to get so pissed.
Yeah.
So, I bought some. I spoke to him about it. I said, look, I'm going to buy some advertising for my public Facebook page.
Sure,
no worries. You know, what's the budget? Yeah, I'll do this. So, it was $70. I was just going to throw $70.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but Drunk Jay put an extra zero.
Oh, no.
So, I literally put Facebook advertising for $700 worth on my...
Oh, so what does that buy you, though?
May as well buy shares in Facebook $700 worth. So it's people just buying and just liking your page. So it's like the public profile page. And
right, okay.
So if it comes up in your news feeds today, I'm really apologise about that. But
so it's not a hack?
No.
Right,
no,
okay.
So if you're listening this morning, so he's going to see the credit card statement. But anyway,
$700. So what do you got to do to rectify this situation with Jamie?
I can't try to cancel it. You can't.
No, with Jamie.
Oh, with Jamie?
Yeah, your partner. What do you got to do?
I could just change the profile photo on my advertising.
Yeah.
To sorry, Jamie. Like this. Just change the Facebook page or something. I don't know, but
I was thinking maybe do the lawns so he doesn't have to do it.
I would spend $7,000 on Facebook advertising, and I still wouldn't do the lawns.
Jamie, there is an idea for you. Okay, make sure Jay does the back lawn.
Here is the moral to the story: don't drink and type. You're a bloody idiot if that happens, because I'm telling you now, it's dangerous. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 10 minutes to 6 at Triple M. Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, any issues on the road, 13:27:10. Also catch up with Nick Kelly from Nine News Mackay after 7 o'clock. Last night, did you see MAFS, Married at First Sight?
Is that what you're calling it now, MAFS?
Well, that's what they call it, for
okay.
sure.
No,
kids are calling it.
No, I didn't get to see it last night. I fell asleep fairly early. What happened?
Jo, who is the voluptuous lady, she's full of personality.
Mm. She's over the top.
Nah, she's not over the top. I think she's just sort of misunderstood, but she's with that Sean guy, who just seems boring as batshit.
He's about as interesting as a wet sock.
God. Last night, well, he dumped Joe, basically.
What?
I don't want to stuff her around, and I chose to leave.
I thought having a mateship, you know, there may be something there, so I actually said stay, which is going to be really hard. Can I change my decision? Because I'd love to go.
Joe, what's going through your mind right now?
If I knew that was his decision, I would have said the same thing, and I'd be home with my kids tomorrow.
Awesome.
Now I've got to sit here for another week with someone that doesn't want to be here with me.
Oh, that's tough to hear.
It was so awkward to watch. I felt so bad for her, but...
You know what? I'm very surprised. Not the fact that they split up, because they're just too different. You know, they're just complete opposites.
But that doesn't matter, though.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Complete opposites?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. That actually, in my experience, opposites attract.
No.
I think if you've got two people who are too similar, that actually, to me, is more of a... disaster. No. It's a recipe for disaster, I would think.
No, I think it's around the other way. You know, I think if you're too different, if you're too opposite on a lot of things, it's just not going to work out whatsoever. I'm just surprised that it wasn't her dumping him. That's all.
She didn't even see it coming, though. Because they first asked her, oh, so how'd you find the wedding, the ceremony, and how'd you find your honeymoon? Oh, it was the best wedding. That was a dream come true wedding for me, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, I want to leave, and she's, like, brokenhearted.
No, in the end, it's going to be the best thing for them. Because, you know, it's just, opposites just don't attract, you know. That's what happened with my ex-wife, you know, we were two opposite. And
I know
it was
lots
just
of people who are just polar opposite. Jamie and I are completely different people. But I think that's why it works. Like, we like different things. We don't like this. We like a couple of things are the same, but we are more opposite than we are.
Well, you got
the same.
So I think you've got to be more the same rather than.
So you're saying you're the same as your partner then?
Oh, absolutely. In a lot of ways. In a lot of ways. Just a couple of things. Like, we like a couple of things that are different. But, you know, in the main, we're very similar in nature.
So you're saying.
You've got to be the same.
Otherwise, your relationship won't work.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's take some calls on this. 13:27:10. So, are you in a relationship with somebody who's completely opposite to what you are, or are you the same?
Yeah.
Because I think people who are opposite are more, I guess, I don't know. I don't want to. You know, I haven't done the study on it, but I would say you'd be more likely to succeed if you're opposites.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like night and day, dark and night.
Yeah, you can't have that. You just can't have it. Otherwise, it just causes tension.
Yin and yang. That's what it is. Yin and yang.
Yeah, but the yin and yang are similar in a lot of ways too. So, you know.
How? They're completely opposite.
Well, they're both black and white.
They're completely opposite.
No, they're not.
13, 27, 10. Are you in a relationship with somebody you're completely opposite with, or are you the same? I want to know how this works.
I'd like to see what happens here too. Because I'd say more people will say, yeah, very very similar in nature.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Than opposite.
We'll take your calls after DNCE, J and Dave for brekkie. 18 away from 7, our top today, 35 degrees, 22 at Serena, the Triple M. Sunday is our top. We're going for around 35 degrees for the coastline today. Bit of a warm day last night. Maths, married at first sight. Joe was dumped, Dave.
I don't want to stuff her around. And I chose to leave.
I thought having a mateship, you know, there may be something there. So I actually said stay, which is going to be really hard. Can I change my decision? Because I'd love to go.
Joe, what's going through your mind right now?
If I knew that was his decision, I would have said the same thing and I'd be home with my kids tomorrow. Now I've got to sit here for another week with someone that doesn't want to be here with me.
That was hard to watch. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I can imagine so. You know, there were polar opposites. One's loud, one's quiet. It was never going to work.
I say opposites attract. You're saying that relationships, sometimes it's best to have the same stuff in common from the start. Michelle, your thoughts on this whole thing?
I think opposites attract because, all right, you initially meet somebody, but then you both like different things and you're supposed to introduce each other to new things and grow and accept. And, yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got to have the fundamentals there. Otherwise, there's no attraction whatsoever, is there? Unless it's pure physical.
It'd be boring if we both liked green eggs and ham every day.
Oh, I don't know about that. Dr. Seuss might have something to say about that.
Where does Dr. Seuss come into it?
I think she's just using that as an example, though.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that. Nicole, where do you sit on all this?
Well, I think it's definitely okay to be opposite. My husband and I are completely the same. We've been together since we were 16, so that's now 16 years ago. I've just admitted by age, haven't I?
Yeah. But so are you saying, so because you've been, you're the same, you've stayed together because you like the same things?
I think so. We love going out fishing. We love motorsport. We love having a drink together. We just, yeah, we're so similar in so many ways.
So there you go. That's one for me.
Mm. Yeah. That is Dave, for once.
Well, he's got to win something. So that's one apiece. I just thought opposites attract. Like you, like Michelle, you've got to introduce your partner to new things.
Yeah, there's a difference between introducing them to new things, and but you still got to have the fundamentals. You've got to have a lot of similar stuff there as well. Isn't that right, Donald?
Yeah, you've got to have the, I guess you can call it the core compatibility, like me and my partner. We like both, like fishing, road trips, travelling, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But then again, she smokes cigarettes, drinks alcohol, and I don't do either of those things.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. So you got the best of both worlds there, really, when you think about it.
bit of
opposite, bit of same.
Yeah, I do. So we have some common interest in the music. That's where we sort of met through music. But she likes to do her own thing. I like to do my own thing as a bit of a computer nerd. I'm not very social and she's overly social. And so she sort of compliments me and I compliment her in her skills and abilities and experience. And she does the same for me.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Thank you for the call, Donald. Jamie and I are the same. Like, Jamie's pretty much an introvert, and being in the job that I'm in, Jesus. Like, if you were trying to find someone who was a little bit over the top, Jamie, you've gone, like, above the scale.
Yeah.
But you and Monica, your partner, are very similar.
Very similar in nature, yeah. So,
I sit down at your house for dinner, and you're talking about the latest stock financials. I'm like, boring. Can we talk about, you know, Married at First Sight?
Married at First Sight.
It's back on telly tonight, Channel 9, Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 10 minutes to 7, Triple M. Monday morning, some possible showers around the coastline overnight tonight. We need it after tops of 35 degrees.
I know we were going to talk about something, but we're going to change that now. I've got to ask you from earlier this morning, how's your Facebook advertising going?
I didn't turn it off.
There you go. I don't know what happened there, but the microphone just turned off. I thought it was you. See?
It wasn't me.
Jamie is not happy with you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to throw you under the bus again.
Yeah.
You were meant to put $70 as your limit for advertising on Facebook, right? Tell everyone what happened.
I accidentally put in $700 instead of $70. Well, it's an easy mistake. I just put an extra zero on by accident. That's all it was.
You know what? I think everyone's been at that stage.
Yeah.
You know, where you've made a mistake and you've accidentally paid more for something than you should have. If you've got one, 13, 27, 10.
Well, funny that, because after we spoke about it on the air earlier this morning, I got a phone call from somebody. I won't mention your name.
Yeah.
Because I know he's a little bit pressured about it at the moment, rightfully so.
Yeah.
He was bidding on an auction on eBay, I think it was.
Yeah.
For some towels.
Right.
I won't say his name.
Yeah.
I won't say his name. That was $17 or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But he, luckily he checked with eBay because he actually put $1,700 on it for some beach towels. And I think it was like an amount of beach towels.
Yeah,
and
right.
I said, off the air to him, I was saying, oh, luckily you checked that because the amount of beach towels you would have received at your house, it would have been astronomical.
Yeah.
For $1,700 worth of beach towels, everybody for Christmas and birthdays for the next 12 months is getting beach towels.
You know what? I've been there too. You know, at an auction. It was an online auction. Great. I won't say the company. But
you're off gendered already.
But it's so easy to do online, isn't it?
What were you bidding on?
Look, it was a dozen bottles of wine, and it was supposed to be $250. Luckily, I checked before I hit the enter button, because for some reason I was a little bit trigger happy and put $25,000.
So, did you even have that on your credit card?
No. Not at all.
It would have been declined anyway. Okay, right.
So kind of glad I didn't hit enter. It's like, oh, hang on a second. I've just got to check. Get my glasses.
Well, not so lucky for me, because it looks like I'm going to be advertising Jay Shipston Facebook page on Mackay Facebook pages over the next, I think 3 years, because I accidentally put $700 worth of advertising in $70.
That is gold. Share the love. Share the pain. 13, 20, 17. Have you been like us? And
it doesn't have to be online. So you've gone and you've paid for something. Thing somewhere, and it's been the wrong price, but it's a lot more than what you're actually going to supposed to pay for it.
Yeah, it might be a dress or something like that. You know, the tag says $150, and you've gone to pay, and you thought it was $1,500.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the other way around.
That's even better.
Yes.
The other way around is where you think it's 150. They're like, no, that's 1,500.
Yeah.
And that's when you get off the floor and you're like, oh, no, I'll take that back. I'll put it back on the shelf.
13, 27, 10.
Oh, man.
Oh, share those stories.
Knowing our luck, we're the only two drongos to actually have this happen to us. Missed anything on the show this morning, you can catch up now at triplem.com.au. We're sitting at 23 degrees around Walkerston at the moment.
Jay's partner, Jamie, is going to get a very rude shock when it comes to the credit card.
Shush!
No. No.
This is the commute to work now, and Jamie will be listening to this, so
yeah. Instead of paying $70 for advertising on Facebook, Jay...
Oh, your microphone accidentally turned off.
Microphone on. he's put an extra zero in there. Accidentally, of course. We've all been there. $700 worth of advertising. That should last you till the rest of the year, yeah?
It's easily done. Extra zero by accident. We want to know if you've overpaid for something before.
Yeah.
13, 27, 10. It doesn't have to be online, by the way. It can be, you know, you've gone into a shop.
Yeah.
You've picked up something that was worth, $10 and
yeah.
you're trying to give them $100 and all vice versa.
Yeah. Picked up a dress worth $1,500 thinking it was $150. Oh, this is a really nice dress for $150. There's an extra zero there, lady.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. It was just a gag. I was just playing a gag with you. Ken's called. Ken, you've done this before. You've overpaid for something before, mate.
Mate, I bought a torch online, one of them ones you can drive your car over and put in a freezer and it still works.
Oh, yeah. We've seen all those on the infomercials, yeah.
So what was the appeal? Yeah. So obviously it's something you wanted to buy. You found it online.
Well, it was $9.70 online.
Yeah.
And when it came out of my bank account, it had an extra zero on the back of it.
Oh. So. Oh.
You paid $970 for a torch.
Oh, yeah, but it did turn up in the mail.
Oh, my God. Did they.
So you can take my car and just leave me torch.
So what happened? Did they refund you or what?
No, they were. mysteriously not online anymore.
Oh, they're gone. So they... Jesus.
So it was a scam, but you actually got something out of it.
I got something out of it. Just the last one before that was I bought a remote control helicopter and I got a couple of hat boxes.
What? Ken, you need to stay off the internet, mate. Yeah. Disconnect your phone. Don't go
That's
near the internet.
This is
it. Do not do it anymore. You're a danger to yourself, friend. You're a danger to yourself.
And my bank account.
Yeah, and your bank account. Ken, thanks for the call.
Brilliant.
See you later.
Oh, poor guy.
If you need some advertising on Facebook, let me know, mate. You can share my account. It's 13AJ Dave and Brecky at Triple M.
Really good.
Good to hear. We have you on the show quite often, Huey, and it's only because we go to the best for the information. This week, Dave and I are living only out of canned food. I think Dave gave you a bit of a challenge to try and help us create something that's half worth eating this week.
Yeah, look, I think the interesting thing about cans is most food in cans is pretty awful.
Yeah,
and just quickly, what the American Army did, I think it was in Korea, when they were serving cans to their crew, what they did was they gave them a bottle of Tabasco sauce. So you could literally put Tabasco sauce on top of it, and they said it made everything palatable. But I won't do that. Right. When I was a kid, you know, we always had the choice of that awful canned spaghetti and baked beans, you know, for Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
Now, the baked beans were sort of half decent.
Yeah.
But what I've done is I've fixed those up. So what you do is, you know, you chop up some bacon and some onion, sort of add a little oil, and then you add things like, quarter cup of barbecue sauce, a little bit of brown sugar, a big spoon of Dijon mustard, and two big cans of the baked beans, but you drain the baked beans really well. So you get rid of their awful liquid and you make your own. You can add a bit of chicken stock, you know, the packet chicken stock,
yeah,
and plenty of Tabasco, and then you're in business. So you've got actually quite a nice baked bean dish. Serve it on toast or serve it with sausages or whatever, and it's not bad out of a can.
Okay. Last week, Dave and I, in the lead up to this week, we tried lamb's tongue from a can. Have you ever tasted lamb's tongue from a can?
No, don't. I haven't.
Don't do it.
I've never been terribly tempted.
It tastes like, not that I know what cat food tastes like, but it tasted remarkably like cat food.
You reckon it smelt a bit like cat food?
The stench was in here for hours after that. Yeah, no.
We've all got our secret things. I don't mind that corned beef in cans.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever tasted that?
No.
Now, when I went to Noumea, a few years ago, they had a statue dedicated to that corned beef because that had kept the people in, you know, protein for many, many years, you know, the islanders for many years.
Yeah.
It's a bit salty and it can be awful, but, you know, a bit of lemon juice on, served on toast, it's not so bad. But I do remember the biggest thing that I ever remember from cans was when I was a kid and working in restaurants in New Zealand, we used to get bluff oysters in cans, in big cans, and the cans are always swollen with the juices. Yeah. Anyway, we used to open those cans and put them in wash shells and things like that. And we used to have a bet in the kitchen. It was always a bet in the kitchen when Australians came in and ordered a dozen. Now, they were used to the beautiful, you know, Sydney Rocks in those days.
Yeah.
So they would order a dozen. And we used to have a bet how many oysters an Aussie would eat. And I always won because I would say none. They will spit out the first one.
They can tell. I think we're born with it.
They were fermented and, you know, you don't want to know. But anyway, that's my horror story about cans.
Okay,
here's another one for you because I've got this for Jay. What can you do with sauerkraut in a can as well as kippers?
Well, sauerkraut in a can's wonderful. I mean, the thing about it is you need to rinse it first, but you also need to make, you know, a stock type thing with some sparkling wine and some juniper berries and all those kind of things. Saute some onion. Once again, onion always improves everything. You drain the sauerkraut really well and rinse it before you add it. And you can add almost anything to sauerkraut. You really can, but, you know, you have to like it. Kippers are wonderful. Now, I forgot about them in cans. We used to eat those as kids. We really did. You actually just steam those very, very gently or poach them very gently. And if they're in tomato sauce, you just heat them up in that. And
You will enjoy those. Once again, on toast, you know, it's a breakfast. Kippers are a breakfast thing. Well, you know, when you say kippers, it's they're kippered herrings, basically, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Couldn't think of anything worse. This week, I'm not going to have...
Oh, stop it. Why, have you had them?
I'm vegetarian, so... So Dave can have those on toast.
You eat baked beans, that's about the only thing.
And chickpeas.
What about that awful spaghetti in cans? They still do that?
Yeah, they do, yeah. And it comes out like sort of solidified, comes out of the can, you have to sort of mush it down. It's gross.
Well, you're a vegetarian, you deserve that. Add a couple of peas to it, you can say, what am I doing good?
It's so fancy, so fancy. Huey has given us some tips on how we can survive our week this week. How do you know a vegetarian, Huey? Because they'll tell you soon enough.
No, the other thing about it is, and I'm being serious about it, it has changed a bit, but you always used to know the vegetarian in your restaurant because that was the person with the blue smoke above them, because they always chain smoke.
Always. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate the tips, mate. Thank
absolute
you.
Pleasure. Now, remember, Huey's Fabulous Food for one or two on YouTube. It's free. Join.